The race to represent Michigan's 3rd congressional district has become a battle over who's the true conservative and who can get things done in Washington. I'm Lindsay Smith. Congressman Justin Amash is more of a libertarian than your standard Republican. He wants a smaller federal government. He's buddies with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. And that's tended to divide voters in his district into two camps. Those who just love him, and those who feel like Sherry Adams.
Really, we can't stand Amash. He's not a true Republican, and he does not think what's best for American people, especially Michigans.
I met Adams at the Ionia County Fair after she happily introduced herself to Brian Ellis, Amash's GOP challenger. Ellis is a longtime businessman, and he served on the East Grand Rapids School Board for more than a decade. Ellis claims he's not only more conservative than Justin Amash, but he'd be more productive.
You know, I'm just as independent as the next person, but I think I know how to do that in a way that keeps me at the table to help advance the solutions. Justin seems to do it in a way that alienates himself, gets him kicked off of committees, etc., and then that compromises his effectiveness.
Amash has managed to tick some people off in his 4 years in Washington. He's been a big enough thorn in House Speaker John Boehner's side that Boehner kicked him off the budget committee. Amash is pro-life in all cases, except to protect the life of the mother. But Right to Life is now backing Ellis. That's in part because Amash voted present twice on amendments to defund Planned Parenthood. Instead, he offered to defund all abortion providers, not just Planned Parenthood. He's the kind of politician who won't water down his stance just because it would be popular. Amash says he's not bothered. Heavyweight Republican endorsements are moving away from him this year.
The people of the district are well-informed about how I vote and what I stand for. I explain every vote I take on Facebook. So anyone can look at those votes on Facebook and see the really despicable way in which he's distorting the record.
Amash says he has been able to get things accomplished, like last summer when President Obama was considering getting more involved in the civil war in Syria. Amash held 11 public town hall meetings in 2 days and was an outspoken critic going against establishment Republicans like Senator John McCain.
I feel that was a real turning point for us in terms of keeping the executive branch in check.
Amash says he has been able to work with others, like earlier this year. Longtime Detroit Democratic Congressman John Conyers co-sponsored Amash's amendment to stop the feds from collecting Americans' telephone records without a warrant. Bill Ballinger is with Inside Michigan Politics. He says the big GOP endorsements don't appear to be helping Ellis in the polls, which show Amash with a hefty 20-point lead.
There may be a little feeling out there that Brian Ellis is not necessarily his own man, that he's been put up to this by a bunch of people who aren't getting their way and don't have a congressman in their pocket who does everything that they want him to do.
Ballinger thinks a lot of Republicans in the 3rd District secretly love Amash's independent streak. At the Ionia County Fair, there are certainly more people who picked up red and white Amash yard signs, people like Jory Graves.
I hear commercials against him about how he voted. They're not giving the full story on it. They're just picking out the bits and pieces and taking them, twisting them.
Graves says she knows that because she reads Amash's explanations on Facebook. She loves that. Graves says she's confident Amash is headed back to Washington. I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.